We're live. We're talking about
yes,
science.
We shouldn't be recording those things. All right, here we go.
We're doing it live!
All right. welcome to Security Guy Radio at Black Hat 2016. What's your name?
Daidre Diamond.
And what? Oh, I like that sound. It rhymes. It flows.
A great
very good.
Name.
What's the name of your company?
CyberSN, Cybersecurity Network.
And what do you guys do?
We are a national cybersecurity staffing firm. Specialize in all positions. If it's cyber or information security, we touch it.
I'm going to guess that is a huge challenge.
Massive.
Right.
We're robbing Peter to pay Paul every day.
Sounds like the guard business.
Are you finding that there's just not enough capable, qualified individuals with the necessary skills that organizations are looking for today?
Oh, absolutely. The statistics are out. We're short hundreds of thousands. By 2019, we'll be over a million short. So it's not a matter of people not being qualified, it's a matter
just
of not
shortage.
Having enough people. Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Why
so how do you handle that? How do you overcome it?
So if you're an organization that wants to hire cyber professionals, you need to have something to sell to them. You need a story. People are not leaving their jobs because of money. They're leaving their jobs because of the culture. And when I mean culture, it's a combination of having a vision, having a plan for cyber, having the support for cyber,
right.
having the budget for cyber. These professionals have been in the field now long enough to experience not having those things. And it's a massive overload
now,
psychologically.
Are we talking about a Google who creates their own culture and cultivates their own employees? Or are we talking about the middle size that says, you know what? I got an IT guy, he's internal, and he gets treated like crap, and so he's going to leave because I don't get how Google does things. Are the shortages at the big giant companies or at these middle things?
Everybody.
I get calls from
Uber. I get calls from Amazon.
Interesting.
We're staffing for those firms. It's not to say that they don't have great cultures. They're still dealing with the supply
right.
shortage, so they're going to get them first.
Right.
It doesn't mean that it's easy to find them, because here's the problem. Cyber professionals haven't been supported in the recruiting industry.
No.
So the recruiters out there don't speak their language. HR doesn't speak their language. So they're working. And when they respond to these jobs, they end up speaking to people that don't know what they're talking about, and it wastes their time, and they're not qualified for the jobs, and they're sneaking around doing these interviews. They're exhausted.
Wow.
So they stop doing it. So the next time they're looking for a job, and the next time, they're not answering ads. So you could be Google, or you could be Uber, and you're still not going to get folks to respond to your ads because they know that they're probably not going to get to the right person.
Now, are you finding with the job seekers or the organizations filling these positions that they're writing the job descriptions in such a way that really articulates the skill set, the capabilities, qualifications, but also what they're going to be doing versus looking for a one-stop shop cyber analyst that does everything?
You absolutely have hit a major hot button. In fact, I'm developing software because of how bad this is.
Wow.
Digital print has become, it's free. Remember the days when we advertised in the newspapers?
Oh, yeah.
I was running staffing agencies back then, and it was $5,000 for a little tiny paragraph.
Yeah.
And you had to hit it on the head
mm-hmm.
when you ran that.
Right.
And nowadays, content's free. Digital print is free. So people are literally cutting and pasting job orders from other people's advertisements.
Because they don't know what they're looking for.
Right.
It's a combination of it's not that they don't know what they're looking for. They're not taking the time. So it's really, from a sociological perspective, it's quite interesting to think, okay, I'm a hiring manager, my career is on the line in terms of what kind of teams I can build, and yet I don't take the time to create a job description. I'll cut and paste it.
Well,
do you understand that?
That's such a weird dynamic. We get that
huh?
in security, basically, by the way, okay? Because the HR person for security knows nothing about security usually.
Yes.
And so they either cut and paste, they ask me what to say, how to do it. I suspect there's not only a shortage of qualified cyber people or computer people, probably a shortage of people like yourself.
Absolutely.
Who get it
Absolutely.
As a recruiter, HR person.
Absolutely.
Right? And that seems like it's a threat to our national infrastructure, if you ask me.
Oh, yes. We're over at B-Sides promoting TierraCon and BrainBabe together, and we're making the analogy to World War II, where if we do not attract women to this field, never mind more men,
right.
we can't manufacture more men. We actually need the women. We have a national security issue.
Tell us a little bit about TierraCon.
Yes, absolutely. So TierraCon was founded just last year out of Black Hat, a lunch of some amazing practitioner women getting together saying, how do we get more women into cyber? And then they found my not-for-profit, which is Brain Babe. And Brain Babe's all about, let's
that's
not.
That's yours?
Yes.
That's a great
that's
name.
My not-for-profit. Well, it was.
How did it happen?
From RSA wanting to ban booth babes and the way they dress. And I said, well, you know, it's not just the way they dress that's the problem. It's that we're not training them to speak about our products and what we're doing and bring them into the intelligent conversation, which I'm a liberal arts major. I've been a CEO of a software company. I am a CEO and founder of one today, never mind the fact that we're a staffing agency, we're building software. And so liberal arts majors, women in general can be trained
absolutely.
No matter what the degree is. So that's what we're doing.
Well,
we're creating classrooms.
The smarter the sexist, everybody knows that.
Well,
it's
you know,
true.
For me, I don't really care about who's smarter. It's more about we're capable.
Right.
Capable.
So,
and want to. And these careers are amazing and have money.
Absolutely.
Are you telling me the biz is a good old boys club, kind of?
Oh, for sure.
Interesting.
Oh, for sure.
Because a lot of them don't seem like they're...
It's not on purpose.
Yeah.
It's not on purpose. I mean, women have only been able to vote for 95 years, and that's just white women. We've only been in the workforce for a short period of time.
Especially in IT, women are very much the minority, and not even to mention, you know, upper management.
I think it's more of the programming of the subconscious mind and awakening people to how to work together and how to attract women. And it's less about defiance and more about knowledge and awareness and people getting involved to do something about it. And so that's
part of our
doing.
Shortage is, since women are 53% of the population, we're not utilizing that group.
Oh my gosh, we're at 10%.
Interesting.
10%. Wow. And in leadership, the numbers, you know, single digit,
right.
1, 2, 3, you see different percentages, but it's so minimal. Does it really matter if it's 1 or 3? It's non-existent, really. So it's an awareness and it's a mindset. However, it's also the media and how we sell what it means to be in technology, what
absolutely.
It means to be in cyber. It's one stereotype and there's many of
us. Is this unique to the United States, by the way?
No.
Okay.
No.
Because you hear about, let's go get the smart people from India who are great and qualified and we're going to bring them in because we need them. That's not necessarily the solution either.
Oh my gosh. I had the most fascinating conversation with a gentleman that you're going to have on the radio show here in just a few minutes, Dom Glavich, who's a CISO and a practitioner. And we were talking about the fact that, you know, what ended up happening with outsourcing is that we did it not because they're more talented or because they're already trained over there. We did it because it's so much cheaper. One person for four. And so what did we do? We went to other countries and we trained them.
Well, that's
because it was cheap, right?
Yeah. I never thought about it that way. Yeah.
We just had this conversation and we got to that, you know, sort of realization ourselves. And isn't that fascinating?
So do you feel with the lacking shortage of capabilities and skill sets, not even just on the women's side, but just in general, do you feel that there's sufficient training and access to training in terms of cybersecurity to build up those capabilities?
Yes, for everybody. Our colleges just started having cyber programs in the last few years, never mind a master's or a PhD.
Yes.
Most colleges don't even have a master's or a PhD.
That was my suspicion. So this is really kind of self-training. Groups train each other, cults train each other, cultures, and it's not on the primary education agenda.
Right. So new.
Yeah.
And yet still not new enough to where we couldn't have been further ahead.
Do you feel that organizations are still looking for that credibility with that four-year degree in IT, in computer science, in InfoSec?
Yes. Unfortunately, they're taking too long to listen to our advice, and 6 months, 8 months goes by, and then folks sort of open up their view. Nowadays, people are catching on faster. However, there is this stereotype of we must have a degree and must come from tech. And it is fascinating because most executives in cyber do not come from.
That's right.
So it's sort of this, you know,
well, they did this to the physical security business, right? First it was, oh, you're an ex-cop? I'm going to hire you to run the studio.
Yes.
Because the cops had the relationships and the cops knew the people.
Yes.
That was a good model. Then they said, oh, we're getting all these cybersecurity things. We got to bring a CIO in here or something like that, and they brought in the eggheads and said, you're also in charge of physical security.
Yes.
Doesn't work out.
Right.
They don't understand the human component, right?
Right.
Now they're kind of going back to two models, right? They get the CISO and the CSO.
Yes.
But I didn't need a degree. Now, if I tried to get a job today, I couldn't get a degree. I mean, I couldn't get a job.
Right.
Because they don't have the creds. And it's weird because at that age group, you didn't need it because, and by the way, we built that model.
Mm-hmm.
Our generation, without all those things, built it. And the computer business, all the people from the 70s who were the scientists or college and stuff, they invented all this stuff. They didn't have the degrees.
That's right.
And now they're keeping people out if they don't. It doesn't make any sense to me. doesn't make any sense.
Most of what humans do does not make a whole lot of sense to me. However, in this industry, it's even more senseless in that this is a national security issue.
Let me ask you a question, if this has any bearing on your ability to recruit. So before I did this, I sat around and looked for jobs. One day I said, I'm done with that. I'm going to start a radio show. But I noticed when I go to put an application in online, I would get no replies back. Then I started cutting and pasting the job description in my resume, and I got calls like this.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Do you think we're losing people through this new automation of online job apps because this egghead's resume, who actually is qualified, doesn't match the algorithm and it never gets looked at?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. It's weird to me that nobody understands that.
So
you understand it. I know
you. The algorithms have caused this problem, and
right.
SEO has caused this problem.
Oh, how come?
Because with SEO, you've got to put keywords in every advertisement.
Oh, that's
so
true.
Imagine,
yeah.
And it's not just the words, it's putting them in there 15 times.
Yeah, if you don't hit the right order, it's not going
to
hit.
So these ads are a page long just to get the 5 or 6 SEO words that come out to be 100 words used, right? So that plus the algorithms looking for resumes that are cut and pasted from whatever is not going to get a match.
Now, I suspect Deidre Diamond has a solution to that.
I do. It is so exciting.
Okay, let's hear it.
It is so exciting. Well, can't let the cat out of the bag
That's
completely.
All right. That's fair. All right.
However, it is designed around a common language, and it is designed around the product actually creates your job. You don't create your job.
Okay.
Because you'll take the easy way out hiring manager, and we want correct information where self-selection can happen again, like in the old days. If you responded to an ad and you're a smart professional, you know if you're qualified for that job.
Yeah.
It tells you.
No, that's
and
right.
as long as it's a correct job description, it can work again. So that's just a little sneak preview.
What else do you use now to break those models with the online stuff to get people in the door?
For us, we're salespeople. I built Rapid7 sales. I consider recruiting sales. So for us, it's a matter of just knowing that the person exists, and then we'll get them on the phone. So LinkedIn is the best recruiting tool for us.
Yeah, I meet a lot of people on LinkedIn. It's a good way to do it.
Yes. But it's still pounding down doors. It's still me asking you, are you looking? Are you interested? Instead of you being able to have the tools at your fingertips when you are looking and interested. I actually would like to get rid of half of what staffing agencies do, which is finding identified and qualified candidates. I think that ought to be done through technology, and that's what I'm building.
Right.
We've done it with our dating sites.
Yeah.
Our dating sites
true.
Are hitting statistics of 90%.
Is there something like that on the market today? Does that
no.
exist? Excellent.
No.
That's
no.
The
There's
competitive
people that are
advantage.
Trying.
Yeah.
However, they're using the wrong formula.
But you know the right
way. I spent 13 years building staffing agencies, 400 recruiters, entry level, all over this the United States.
So you
States
know what works.
I've seen
you know
it.
The methodology.
I know what's going on. I get what's happening with the digital print. So my solution is less about algorithms and more about how to empower the job seeker and the job employer, the manager themselves, and take out the middle folks. So we're very excited
now,
about
Now, could
that.
Another shortage be caused by disenchantment?
Oh,
people
for sure.
are leaving
Women are
the
leaving.
Business.
The statistics are there.
Right.
ISC Squared put them out. Women are leaving security more than we're coming in. So this is where the culture plays a part because there are other STEM positions out there that aren't as culturally challenged. We have massive breakdown. Men are leaving their jobs in cyber and technology every 12 to 18 months. So if men are doing that, and then women being a minority coming in feeling left out, feel hard to simulate on top of a culture that's stressed out like that, of course they're going to leave when you can go into science and find a much more stable, more women around, right? Law. They're moving compliance.
More of a balanced environment.
Yes, they're getting, exactly. So this is why my BrainBlade platform is calling out for the men to get involved. This is about the men solving the problem, actually, because they're 90% of the population.
Right,
so
right.
Who else is going to do it other than men?
Yeah.
I want to support them in how men were able to give me an environment that produced a young woman, you know, being a CEO of a software technology organization in 38 years old. Never mind getting Rapid7 VP of sales and so forth. And so there was a particular culture that was set in place. And we had 40%, 35%, give or take, women in our organizations. And it was equality for sure. I passed men. I passed women for my promotions. It was all merit-based. And so these are the things that we must look at. And I'm lucky enough to have stumbled across these two men that are serial entrepreneurs that I worked for 20 years, three companies before I started my own. And I want to share that culture.
That's awesome.
Such that women can be successful and men can be successful. It's not fun. The stress out there is terrible.
Yeah.
Very. It's really concerning. The depression, the alcoholism, the drug abuse, to deal with our environments, is way too high.
Absolutely.
It's way too high.
Here. I'm going to work for her.
Okay. Well, I get that a lot.
That's
the sweetest thing that I get. The truth is, we have a lot of fun at our company.
Teacher Diamond.
It's nice to meet you.
CyberSN.com.
CyberSN.com.
Excellent. Very nice to meet you.
And too.
You want to come in and do a 60-minute show? You're welcome anytime.
I'd love to.
I'd like to have it on a regular basis. I think you should check in with us once a week. Just a little quick Skype in and let us know what's going on.
Love to.
And put the word out there to recruit people.
Love to.
I got about, 65,000 listeners, and I think half my demographics are close to half women.
Yep. Love to.
Let's get
We've
it going.
We've got cool jobs. I'll tell you what, we're working with SpaceX right now, and any of you folks out there right now in DevOps, that's an account that I would say, let's talk fast.
Excellent. Thanks for coming on Security Guy Radio.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Pleasure.
Thanks.
Pleasure meeting you.
It was fun.
Well, that means the camera's on. That means it's working.
Okay.
Yeah. If that's not blinking, you got to.